Welcome again to everyone. It is good to see each of you. I want to thank each person who has been leading us so far and will be in this service. I love being part of the Northern District. Recently, your delegates and your pastors gathered together for a recurring meeting, and I left so invigorated because we went around the circle with everyone sharing what God is doing in each of our congregations. A theme emerged of the outreach and the ministries that are happening in each of our churches, and it was so encouraging to hear. I love being part of Virginia Mennonite Conference because it reminds me of Jesus. That as we have been going through difficulties on this side of things, we have signs of new life and of hope. Now, most of us here know a thing or two about suffering, whether that's individually or the conference, or something in the world. And my guess is, I could be very wrong, my guess is that many of us know what Mary and Martha felt like when they said to Jesus, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." We can think of it that our loved ones might not have died if Jesus had been there. Or that horrible tragedy that we went through might not have happened if Jesus had been here. And yet, Ash Wednesday and Lent are about turning toward Jesus, about picking up our cross and following him. How do we follow Jesus when we are devastated or even angry at Jesus? My aim in the next 10 minutes, is for God to grow our faith in Jesus, who doesn't always show up in the timing or the ways that we long for. How many of us here have been in a situation where God let us down? Raise your hand. Raise it high so I can see. I appreciate your honesty. Now, this time, keep your hands down, but internally give a nod to your heart if you've ever had a circumstance where God did not show up for you in the ways that you hoped or expected. Of course. So we have to notice verse 5 and verse 6. When Jesus heard that his friend Lazarus was sick, Scripture tells us he did two key things. One, that Jesus loved Lazarus and Martha and Mary. And two, Jesus stayed. We think those two things are incompatible. So I have a very simple next action step for us. When we fear that Jesus is not the God that we hoped for, remember the ashes from tonight. We are loved by a God who created the universe and yet calls us by name. God is already familiar with things that are incompatible. The principle is not Jesus loves us, therefore our lives are good and easy. Our circumstances are always good. No, the principle is whether our circumstances change or not, we are loved. A second principle for us from this passage, Jesus does not have to be physically present for God to be working in our lives. The same is true any place in the world where there is tragedy. God is especially close to the brokenhearted and the poor in spirit. So let's shift gears a minute. There is an important discovery for us tonight, and it's in between two stories about stones. In both of these stories, somebody is telling Jesus, the author of life, how things should go down. Haven't I done the same? many times. Be not in doubt about that. First is the story of the disciples reminding Jesus that he really should not go back to Judea because, remember, they tried to stone him there. As though he could forget. The second story is Martha saying, in effect, no, don't roll that stone away. It's going to smell bad. Lazarus has been in there for 4 days. As if Jesus didn't know. But see, in between these two stories about stones of people who are reminding Jesus of our fears is verse 14. And in verse 14, the disciples and Jesus have just had this confusing conversation about Lazarus being asleep. And then Jesus tells them that Lazarus is dead. And then he says, for your sake, I'm glad I wasn't there. Not for his sake, for your sake. I'm glad I was not there so that you may believe. How important is belief to Jesus? And then he says, but let us go to him. He doesn't say, let's go comfort Mary and Martha. He doesn't say, let's go mourn at the tomb. He says, let's go to him. Jesus is still saying the same thing, I believe, to the Holy Spirit and to God. Let's go to Marion. Let's go to Mike. Let's go to Arlen. Let's go to Sarah. Let's go to Aldine. Let's go to Paul. And the triune God says, amen. I think they are ready for some new life to emerge. Because Jesus is a God of new life. So when we are in between a rock and a hard place, how then will we live? We know people are being mistreated and killed. How are we as Mennonites in the church going to respond? What if instead of harming ourselves and each other, what if Jesus and the Spirit are empowering us already right now to be growing in faith like Jesus was doing with Martha, Mary, and the disciples? If their faith didn't grow, none of us would be here tonight. If Jesus had followed Martha, Lazarus would still be stuck in that tomb. If Jesus would have listened to the disciples, they wouldn't have gone back to Judea, and Jesus wouldn't have died on the cross or his stone rolled away. But Jesus is alive. Jesus is seated at the right hand of God, praying for you and for me. Maybe Jesus knows what he's doing after all. Even when our circumstances seem incompatible with a God who loves us. Did you notice how Jesus responded to the disciples and to Martha and their stone-throwing objections? Did Jesus throw a fit? Did he pout? No. He chose to love them. Those ones who were getting in the way of what God called him to do, Jesus still completes his purpose. He just did so in a way that built their faith. So even with all the chaos that's in me, and in you, and in our world, God is still growing faith. That God who began a good work in us, somebody say it with me, God is faithful to complete it. God is faithful. So as we come forward in a moment to receive the ashes and the communion, practice believing the good news of Jesus. The old has gone, and the new is here. Amen.